Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Pink eye, nothing but pink eye, nothing but pink eye with my son. He played in the pool yesterday.
Oh, no.
Poop water yesterday.
Oh, no.
Pink eye at the doctor now. I don't know if it's really true that he's got pink eye, but he looks like Rocky in Rocky III. Pink eye, nothing but pink eye. Yeah, welcome to a stellar Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, that is last night. He had a bad dream, came into the marital bed, which destroys any real hope of sleep that I have or my wife has. And then in the morning, we noticed that he had a little bit of a swollen eye. And then it was a call to Dr. Tony, the fabulous pediatrician down here.
You bring him in, we're taking a look at it. Tony,
you come in right now. The fee for the visit stays the same as before.
Does pink eye manifest itself so fast that it could be yesterday's pool visit?
I don't know, Rob. I don't know a lot about it. It's like everything that you have to be wary of. It is contagious, I'm told.
Yes.
Respiratory droplets, I was discussing earlier.
So you have to not share sunglasses with him.
Well, no, he was in bed with me last night, cuddling and hugging, and I've got a little bit of a... I got a little itch right here, so I'm not no sure. No, I have a migraine. So, I mean, it's just, this is a Monday of Mondays. And I should point out that in the Mike O'Mara Show studios at the Podcast Village in Washington, D.C., a sea of activity, a beehive of activity, as we are going through hoops to provide a bigger, better, brighter show for you.
Top notch,
so that
Mike.
This show... Top notch. Oscar, are you? Can you give us just a little thumbnail,
please,
of what is happening today? Because we are testing things out.
Yes.
And it's a very exciting time on the Mike O'Mara Show. Very, very exciting.
We are going, I think as far as iterations go of the show, the best way to put it for our listeners and for Rob, it's analog to digital, right?
Okay.
Where we had webcams and now we have full pan tilt zoom cams, which are remotely operated from the other room. This weekend, we laid in, and part of last week, we laid in the cables
yes.
to connect the
Very
actual
exciting.
Cameras. So you'll have a full control room on the other side of this glass that will allow our staff and, frankly, another layer of teaching for our interns to learn how to run a production on essentially live television.
Yeah,
here's the cool thing. The cool thing right now is that we are teaching ourselves too, which is kind of
yes.
neat. We're doing this as we speak. We're doing it on the fly, and you guys can be a part of this and see how we're doing. And we welcome the feedback to let us know how the show is looking. And when we get everything up and running 100%, where are people going to be able to find the video feed, the new really improved video element of the Mike O'Mara Show?
You
where are they going to be able
to subscribe to our YouTube page, the Mike O'Mara Show? While it's been a land for our videos and it's been land for our shows that were on Ustream, they will now be live streamed as on YouTube, and you will also catch the replays on YouTube.
Yeah.
But you can follow along there. There are forums. There are message boards. You can, as you could in the past, it's just an easier way to consume the show.
But what were you going to say, Rob? I'm sorry.
I was going to say it's so cool because up till now when we did the Ustream presentation, the interns essentially ran those cameras, and they did it like they directed a TV show.
Yes.
They would try to anticipate who's going to talk and do the close-ups and the two shots and mm-hmm. everything. But now they actually have the ability to manipulate the cameras,
yes.
change the shots
add
from
effects.
The control room. So this is, for our interns, a very, very great added skill, as for all of us. It's
By the way,
so
this
cool.
will be the new opening for the show. It'll be the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show. I'm mugging for the camera.
Like
right
a sitcom, so, a sitcom montage.
And you should know yes. as far as the best practices go. And we talk about our network and our community here. The majority of this, I guess the architecture for this pan tilt zoom layout was brought to us by our friends and our work with Dominic Foxworth as my work with ESPN opened up like a nice pipeline to say, what are you doing in Bristol that we're not doing here? And
we have to do it. And by the way, when Oscar says that, they usually come back to him. We're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, yeah. We don't do that on this show. So Oscar figures out how they're doing it. But they're not.
No, no.
Know, I've also spoken to people in the business. No, it's not as it's not as crazy. Throw money at it as you might.
We're
think,
not.
Am I
so
right?
if I'm pulling the curtain completely back, this wouldn't be possible without Podcast Village.
Okay.
We wouldn't
okay.
afford these cameras. We couldn't yep. afford them. We wouldn't invest them.
Podcast this, Village, everybody. Yeah. Yay! Put your hands together. We'll be talking more about Podcast Village in the future. That is in the pipeline, too.
Yes.
So you'll be hearing more about that. It's very, very exciting, and it kind of happened, didn't it? It just kind of happened. Your network and your connections with people
it happen, Mike. We made it happen.
Well, you did a lot, Oscar, with your contacts. And you know the fact that we had our good friends at Cornerstone First Financial moved downstairs uh-huh. to a different office, and then the people that moved in happened to be in the podcast business, and that to me is pretty spectacular stuff. So
sort of
very,
kismet,
very
wouldn't you say?
Kismet. There's a good word, kismet.
Or hard work, and your friend Oscar saying, "Hey, you want you
listen? You can't have it both ways, Oscar. Yeah. He just tried
He's
to thank you
for validation.
And, well, yeah, you, yeah. but he just you just offered validation, and he shrugged
it's
it off.
It's not kismet.
It's just a little kismet.
Kismet.
Yeah."
Well, no, everything is.
It wasn't a meet cute. We all worked hard to make this happen, Rob.
Yes, I guess you're right.
It's your networking.
Yes. It's not my networking. It's my hard work. Let's call it what it is.
But your networking
is a result of his hard work.
Well, no, I don't need to go there. Oh, by the way, if you're keeping,
thank you.
If you're keeping you're tabs welcome. On the Oscar Mike shave the head late bet. I got a migraine right before the show, but I take meds for it, so I'm fine. So everything's A-okay. But when you get it, I got it 20 minutes before the show. And that normally would have resulted in me just sitting, you know, give me an extra 10. But couldn't do it today because, as I know, when I connected with you guys at 10 of, there was Oscar.
Yes.
There he mm-hmm. was. And so, you know, if you're keeping track of the bet, it's a tie today. Nobody late today. Nobody late for work today. But I should point out, it's not the day after a boat show. That's
yeah, true.
What I'm counting on. That's what I am counting
and
on.
The irony of it all is I'm not even in the bet, and I shaved my head yesterday.
Oh, so you Ooh. Got rid of those spiky stuff?
Yeah,
I did. You look so much better.
Thank you. Thank you. I went into a place.
Now, can the new cameras zoom in on your head?
Oh, they can.
If we go wide angle.
No, I'm just curious if we can zoom, because when I was watching the test feed last week on YouTube, and you left that up, that was the most amazing thing, this super close-up of you.
Such clarity.
It looked like, seriously, it looked like you had cactus coming out of your head.
Yeah, Oscar tried to high-five my head. Yesterday, I went to the barbershop a half hour before closing, and I was turned away. I was turned away because they had too many clients already.
Yes.
And apparently Mary, whose name is probably not really Mary, had an engagement that night, and she said she can't take me. So I said, Siri, where is there a barbershop? And they said, you might want to try Fantastic Sam's. And I said, what?
That's a chain.
Is it? I had never heard of it.
It sounds like a chain.
Maybe in the burbs.
So I went to Fantastic Sam's.
I'll
and there was
Go to Fantastic Rob's.
And there was one,
bald.
One person in there and one teenager with her hair all wrapped up getting a permanent, I guess. And I said, hello. And she said, can I help you? And I said, I'd like a haircut. And she looked at me and said, okay. I said, and I was wondering because that's their business. Why
she hesitated?
Why the hesitation? And I sat down, I guess because my hair was only about a quarter inch long. And she said, you want a haircut? I said, yes, shave it off. She says, number one? I said, shorter. She said, half? I said, shorter. She said,
you want it shaved?
She said, sir, that's zero. And I said, yes, shave it all off.
Just a curious observation.
Yeah.
When did all barbershops be, you want a number one? You want
you see,
that when did barbers stop thinking about how to cut hair and simply ask you
the number,
what the stupid little number they could put on their buzz cutter so they could do that?
I hate
and by
that.
The way, I got mine. I get a number one on the side here,
mm-hmm.
and it's still tough right over the ear because that requires a little
Well, you need some, and you need some scissor work over the ear, don't you?
You do need some scissor work over the ear. I'm tired of them asking what number I want, all right? You figure out what number. I said, I want my head, I want it high and tight. I want it tight on the side.
Right.
In the summer in Florida. That's but it, you know?
The fact of the matter is I was up against the wall, and I just had to order by number. And I don't like ordering
Did
by
anybody
number.
Have pink eye at your barber?
No. They all had polio.
You look good.
Yeah.
That's the most important part of this.
Yes, we all look great.
You
look
by the great. Way, Thank barbers, you know, the schedules for barbers. Barbers have become rather flexible.
This is what's crazy. We're talking about barbers. I just got a text from my old barber who's at the Brother Barbershop, and you can say that.
That's right. You went to the Brother Barbershop.
Yes.
You went to the barbershop like from the Eddie Murphy barbershop.
I give everyone my number, including the barbers were like, hey, I might be moving. All right, here's my number, right? If I'm drunk at an event, I'll give you my cell number, and I'll get texts all the time from people. I'm like,
right.
I'm sorry, new phone, who's this, right?
Who does?
And he wrote me.
By the way, you know, I'm riffing in my own brain as I'm listening to you right now because I got so much great feedback. Along with the fighting, which I'll talk about later on social media, I had a tremendous amount of feedback about Al Pacino, believe it or not, including my own wife who said to
killed.
Me she loved the Pacino. And I was thinking, what if Al Pacino was your buyer? We're going to take it all off. We're going to take it all off with a number one. With a number one.
But, Mike, I will toss this in before we get off Al Pacino.
Now you're interrupting twice. See, now I interrupted him, and now you double. Interrupt.
We're just having
and see when you double interrupt, you completely negate what he was doing. But go ahead. But we're double interrupting right now.
Hold that thought.
Yes, I'll be right here.
I think that the Pacino barber might work as the disinterested Paterno Pacino when he doesn't know.
Whatever you want. What do the kids want these days? It doesn't matter. It doesn't. Go ahead, Oscar. Finish your point.
Thank you, Oscar. You were saying.
Finish your point.
So this industrious barber called me and said, hey, you probably have a new shop you go to, but I converted a Mercedes Sprinter into a mobile barber shop. Are you interested?
Oh,
what?
how all over that are you?
Oh, my
well,
God.
I said, what are the prices? Because remember, the prices were suspect at best last time. And he said, well, go on to my website. I said, text me the link. This was 2 days ago. I have not looked yet. But if it's anywhere in the realm of me jumping into the back of a van on the corner of a street and then getting my a straight razor.
Perfect.
What if he comes up
Why
to
not?
The building? What if he comes up to the studio?
I don't need that. That's pretentious. That's spitting in everybody's face. I'd rather get in the back
of
the
van. That is not pretentious.
Not if I'm in on it.
That is not pretentious. That is not spitting in people's face. You know what that is? That, get ready for the cue, Rob.
Yes.
That is Donnie Simpson.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I appreciate that the Bureau and the agency play different roles. But at the same time, international terrorism may call for some adjustment in terms of how we deal with intelligence issues.
I think that's very interesting.
The FBI has an intelligence branch. If we tell the FBI everything, they will run around the world arresting minor players, often minor players from Saudi Arabia. There will be headlines. Mr. and Mrs. Smith from Pittsburgh will be outraged by America's special relationship with the Saudi royal family. After all, the Saudis harbor terrorists, or so the FBI says. And the fundamentalists in Saudi Arabia will be equally angry because clearly the Americans seek a war on Islam. Royal heads will roll. Civil wars every which way. Iran, Iraq, Syria, Egypt, Pakistan. And as the blood dries and fanatics rule the East, Mr. and Mrs. Smith will be chowing down on their cereal, not yet understanding that a seismic shift just took place in the political structure of the Earth, and they are f***ed. Our job is very simple. Saudi Arabia must never go down. We have a delicate but very special relationship. Oh, look at that. I'm low on gas.
I see. I'm sorry. Thank you for your time.
You're tired. Take a sick day tomorrow. Actually, take the week.
How often should a married couple be making love?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a radio show and podcast with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. Listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app with time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, customized settings, and a sleep timer. Plus, the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com. And you can call us anytime, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Oscar, you think the people at Cornerstone First Financial would mind if we brought Al Pacino in to
Oh, I don't think it would mind at all.
They love showbiz.
Al, come on in here. Thank you, Mike. Buying or selling a house is probably the biggest financial transition of your entire life. It doesn't happen often. Probably don't know what you're gonna do. That's okay. That's okay. Thanks, Al. It's too intense. What do you mean it's intense? You don't need to be an expert because Cornerstone First Financial has all the expertise you need. It's fantastic. It's always great. That's right, Mike. You got, if you're buying, if you're selling, if you're refinancing. Get out of here, please. Get out of here. They know exactly what to do, so even if you don't, you'll still be okay. It's a fact that interest rates are going up, so all TMOS listeners need to act now to refinance or to take cash out or pay off debt before rates go up even further. Cornerstone First Financial is here to help. They can help figure out your best financial moves to get them done for you so you save money. Approved by Al, who are they approved by?
Oh, everybody knows they're approved by Oscar Santana!
Click their banner ad at our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado.
Yeah, don't wait! Now is the time. Call Cornerstone First Financial. Goodbye.
Wow.
Thank you, Al.
Man.
You know what? A lot of people rather enjoy intense. The fact that he comes by to do the spot, but what I like to imagine is the fact that he's just wandering around your house the rest of the day.
Big, graying, black, bushy hair.
Just, used to be so handsome.
Yes, and now he's kind of becoming a caricature, but
yes,
that's okay.
That's fine.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everyone. It is great to be with you. Another weekend in the O'Mara household, another weekend of social media battling on my part. I have to say I was touched and overwhelmed by the outpouring after what I did the equivalent on social media of phishing by putting up a post after I was attacked by this person.
Yes.
Online and on the fan page, which I look at. And, you know, you're hearing a lot about Facebook now. You hear about how damaging it can be if you're addicted to it. You hear how it can depress you. And I was a classic example on Saturday evening of just getting caught up in it. But it's what I do. I can't help myself. And so after I got attacked by this guy about the show has become too tense and Mike's this and the show is better when Rob and Oscar are there. And it's better if Mike just goes away. He whines about taking a hiatus. Why doesn't he just stay away? That whining guy that, you know, maybe he should put more effort into the show, and he's just, this guy's all over me to the point where I engaged a little bit on the thread, and then I decided that I would put a post up saying, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. And it was truly humbling that people reached out. I expect 50, 55 people maybe to say, hey, hang in there and stuff like that. Like, 200 plus people, maybe more than that by now. I haven't checked it, but I really haven't. That sounds almost gratuitous, doesn't it? I don't.
Like I haven't
that.
Checked it since there was 248. There might be more now. I don't know. It doesn't
it
matter
really
to
nice.
Me.
People saying the nice thing. And here's the thing, and I am going to close this, and I'm going to open that because the fact is, I have to tell you, it does get to me, and I don't lie about the fact that it gets to me, and what also gets to me is the niceness. And when somebody writes something super, super kind. And, you know, it's just, it's really, it's kind for people to do that. I really like
it. It's a nice balm for the pain inflicted by the asses that are doing the other stuff out there. It's a good validation. I mean,
it is nice to get that because it makes you realize that that's why you get up in the morning and why you do all that stuff. So I really appreciate it. I can't get it up right now, but it was just a guy
talking
about.
Well, you're not as young as you used to be.
You said, well, no, I reloaded
maybe
software.
Maybe you should go on hiatus.
I reloaded what about software. That? I should take a break. Take a break! Anyway, he was talking about what he went through and when his father was dying and how he had tears in his eyes and he was listening to us on the drive into the hospital. And it, you know, if you don't think that touches me and keeps me going, it's the same way that it really just pisses me off when I think that I understand how it works, okay? But I miss it sometimes. I understand that it works where someone has felt slighted in the past by one of the three of us and they linger. And when they see an opportunity, the classic troll is somebody that has no intention of supporting us, but they want to say something that's going to be insulting, derogatory, and they'll go in on our fan page and they'll do that. So I understand how that works. Sometimes, though, I still miss it because I will go in there and I will think it's somebody that's legitimately giving a critique. And that's what I thought about this particular individual. And that's why I engaged, because I'm like, what did I do? What did I really, really do? Well, you're never really going to find that out if it's a pure troll, because there's somebody that, you know, I have a theory. There's an old disc jockey that worked in my bar that was on one of the sites just continuously slamming me. And I always thought, you can't fight that stuff. Or it's somebody we hung up on.
Was that Ed Walker?
It was Ed Walker, yes. It was Ed Walker. And they're everywhere. And it's something that you'll never...
Can I ask you a question?
You'll never really get through and get to it. You won't do
that. Now that you know all of this, you've had the good, the bad, and the ugly, right?
Now that I know all of what?
Like, you're self-aware enough to admit all of this. That there are trolls.
Yeah.
You can be baited. You can totally... let this world consume
you. I let people know
you.
It hurts my feelings. I don't care. I'm not going to be phony enough to say, oh, it doesn't bother me in the least. It bothers everybody when you read something negative about yourself. It does.
I grew up with this, so my
Oscar,
skin has been
with all due
thick
respect.
Forever.
When we have a fight on the show, you're the most you're 450% more sensitive to criticism than Rob Spiewak.
I'm talking about.
So I mean, when you say
online.
That, I mean,
online.
But I'm just telling you, we'll have to agree to disagree because I don't believe you.
Okay.
Because when you read something that's really pointed at you, and on both shows with supreme respect, when you're not out there, like I've been out there as long as I have, when the name is on the masthead of the show, it's something that you take it personally. It's the same way with Don and me. It didn't bother me nearly as much as it bothered Don during the day. It bothers me much more now because my name's out there more. It's just the nature of the beast.
I'm saying, I think you're not understanding what I'm trying to, the point I'm trying to make is now that you've been through this so many times, do you think you have a better grasp of what to deal with and what to engage on? Like, you have a better grasp on what to engage on when people are just trying to bait you into something.
You mean like when he should choose his battles?
Yes. That's
question. I don't give it that much thought, believe it or not. I really don't. I don't strategize about it because I think that if I was to strategize about it, then it would be phony, and it would be me coming on and going, "Hey, that rolls up." No, if something gets under my skin, I engage, and I know that I'm going to get fallout for engaging. I know that it's going to hurt my brand. I know that it's going to hurt my image. I know that I don't think that far ahead. I respond to it because now I don't respond to every single time it happens. God Almighty, we the three of us would be busy all day if
who
we did
has
that.
The time.
But I will. There will be certain things where, like the thread that this guy jumped on was another person's thread. I didn't think that person, when somebody's passive aggressive, I don't think they're being completely honest. And I think that sometimes they will put up that thread to generate negative heat for the show. But I wasn't sure about this person, but I said that. I said, I don't think this person's being totally honest because I think they've got a real hard on for the show. when the real intense people come on, mm-hmm. sometimes I'll engage, most times I won't. So this particular one, you know, now that I've known that for years,
what hurts me is, you know, and I've said this in the past, you're Mike O'Mara, and the idea that they're even writing about your show shows their level of engagement. So technically, you already won. Good or bad,
well,
right?
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, the guy that we're talking about is pretty closely aligned with Big O and Duke. So, let's be careful that you're jumping in on this. It's kind of curious. But I mean, that's why I don't want to let my whole paranoid bug go completely. But I mean, I don't know if you read the thread that we're talking about.
I couldn't. It was gone by the time I saw it.
Okay. All right. It was, you know, it was a lot about you and a lot about Rob, and it was, you know, it was interesting. So,
what did it say?
I'm not going to recap
stunk?
It here. I'm not going to. No, it was that I stunk, and you know that you know that's what it was about.
I mean,
it
can't let those a-holes get to you.
Well, you've done it before. I've seen you do it personally. I've seen you do it online. I mean, you do it in a different way than I do. But
there
is
a fat face pic of me online all day, right?
There's plenty. There's 10 times more of that crap with me that I don't engage with.
I'm not fat.
You can't cherry pick a particular thing you don't engage to. but it obviously, sometimes I do. Sometimes, if I did it with everybody that that does that, I would be, you know, I would be doing it all the time. But this is one example where I just said,
enough.
Because I know it's not going to be enough. It'll happen again. It's just I thought I'd comment on it, and I probably fished for a little love, and my God, did I get a little love. It was nice to, because that helps me when I get a letter from a guy, when I get a message from a guy that talks about listening to us driving in with a dying relative, his father. I mean, that just, God, that's just like an infusion. It's like a B12 shot for the show. And if that negative guy from Frederick, who may or may not be real, generated what I got from the guy that was listening to us when his father was dying, that to me is a perfect trade-off. You know, that's it. But you've always thought, you know, it's funny because everybody responds to criticism on different levels. And
when you've been criticized your entire career, I think you get used to it. Not you. You haven't. You've been. I get it. On my end, and this goes back, we've had this conversation. We grew up in a world of MySpace, right? Where anything you said on the air, you'd get criticized or somebody would be judging you. It's just been like it's been part of the fabric of my broadcasting career. What I'm saying is this, is for me, I don't think it's bad for your brand. I just don't ever, like, I'm thinking it's a Saturday night. You've got a beautiful family. You are a effing radio god. And the fact that you get bummed out by these a-holes makes me hate them, but also makes me want to tell you, don't let them get to you.
Well, I wish I could change my stripes, but I sometimes I can't. It's tough. I wish it was different. What you won't get from a lot of people is people admitting that it does get under your skin.
Yeah, agreed.
It's the last thing, because people are afraid that if they admit that, then they're going to produce more of it. And we are, even when we have this kind of a discussion on the show. But I don't care, because it's the truth. I'm a human being. Everybody, you know, you hear it from celebrities. I don't read the tabloids. I don't. And many people don't. But most people lie about that.
Of course.
Or most people say it doesn't bother me when I read something on social media. Well, they say that, but it's not true, because it's really the human condition that if you read something that hits a nerve about you, it's frustrating and it does hurt. And so sometimes the vast majority of times I will ignore, but sometimes I will engage. And I have to say this too, that the truth of the matter is that a very significant part of the negative stuff I get will usually have a hidden political agenda.
That's true.
Whether it be guns or whether it be conservative people that are supporting
I've drilled down on things that are really mean about the show, and I'm like, let me look at your page.
There's usually an agenda.
It's very
clear. The opposite was true with this guy, though. That's why I was curious about it. That's another. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, from what I then I communicate with some people on the fan page, and they tell me, well, he's got another account, and and then it becomes suspect, and who knows where that's coming from and why that's being done. And then that's when perhaps I should engage more, but that's when I step off. I go, sure. All right, I'm done. I it totally when I
Why get to the truth?
If it's a pure troll, I'm not interested. I'm right. more interested in the person that might have really been pissed off.
Something genuine.
That week. And to be honest, the pony discussion had tons of people that were really affected.
Real people.
Yeah.
People we
by
know.
That, who I was Glenda. Curious about and, you know, who sent me a wonderful note. Glenda did, and I responded to her in kind, and that's and,
two
and
word
by the
reply
way,
from aww. You.
Oh, and by the way, Glenda had my back the yeah, other night, which did. Was kind of fun, you know. So, but the it, and I should probably be clear about it. The people that are really hot about certain aspects of the show, sometimes it's a real deal, but most times they're just waiting. They're lying in wait.
Yeah,
but here's the one thing I yeah. said on my post. I love a lot of content. I love certain television programs, you know? I really do. There's certain programs that I really don't like that disappoint me. A great example is Saturday Night Live, and I talk about it because it frustrates me because I'll turn it on. I keep going back and trying.
Because you know what it could be. You know what it could be, and it ain't.
It frustrates me because I'd love it to be better. But I still think it has hit and miss. So there's an example of something that I watch a lot, but I'll say bad things about. That's the one I can think about. Most of the stuff that I really, really am passionate about, like a television show, The Handmaid's Tale would be a great example of that. I'm not on some fan page nitpicking it. I don't get that. I don't understand that. So it's lost on me. My feeling would be if you hate me or Rob or Oscar, then you know, you go away. But then again, you've got a guy like Rush Limbaugh that people love to hate and they stay
they
with
still listen.
I don't know. I'm
TSL,
sorry, I'm
Mike.
What's that?
Time spent listening.
This is true. That's the old radio term that we used
it's
to
back
have for the ratings.
For podcasts.
TSL. Yeah, it is. And we by the way, he mentions that and we should mention it because, well, we're killing it.
Yes.
We are absolutely killing it. And that is a thrill for the show. And hopefully we're going to be able to take that information and those statistics.
The idea that people listen to the entire show in a click, as far as podcasts, and that's the majority of listeners, is great for the program. It's great for the brand. It's great
doesn't
for
our format.
Doesn't
happen to a lot of podcasts.
No, it doesn't.
Right?
No.
People, you've done some research on that.
They start listening, and then roughly your average is, you're lucky if you get to 50%, but the average is roughly 33, like a third they'll get through, and then they get a call.
And they never come back.
They'll come back, but they come back 2 days later.
Right.
And look, people can consume any way they want, right? But the idea that we are in the high 90th percentiles blows my mind.
Awesome. That's what he's saying is that people will dive in on the show and then they'll just turn it on and leave it on.
Yeah.
Which is pretty spectacular. That's it. So yeah, you're right. Sitting at home on a Saturday and wallowing.
Well, because I respect
it sucks.
You.
It sucks. It really, really,
I
really.
I admire
sucks.
You. You're my business partner. Mm-hmm. You are a friend. You are, I would say, a brother to me at this point. Where I see this thread on a Sunday, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, F. Like, why? If it was my sister going through this, I would have picked up the phone because I have a better rapport with her. To say,
I thought you
stop
didn't
this.
Read it, Oscar.
No, I read your post. I didn't read the original post. The original post is gone.
Does your sister have a podcast?
No, but if she was going through this on a Saturday night, I'd be like, step off. You're an effing doctor.
A good Friday night. I had a good Friday night, but I didn't go out on Saturday. And I was just sitting at home. And, you know, the hockey game was during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was that. And by the way, congratulations to the Washington Capitals, you know, and don't get happy. That's all I want to say. Congratulations to the Washington Capitals and don't get happy. So anyway,
maybe if
thanks
they,
to Oscar for making me relive that whole moment.
Hey, you brought it up.
You know what? Yeah. We can prevent the Capitals from being happy. Let's put them all on Facebook.
It's the Wizards.
You know what he said about
the
Big O and Duke show? The guy that
I have
was
no idea.
Me?
What?
He called it a perfect show.
Oh my God! Yeah. Well, you know, you gotta take the praise with the
wow.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
you know what you can do.
Yeah, good guy. And then he painted like figurines.
Figurines.
But anyway,
in
sorry.
Paste.
Yeah, no, he painted them like for real.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, everyone needs a hobby.
Sorry. I don't paint mine.
Absolutely, and I don't begrudge anybody their hobbies. Loser! We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You got another list.
have asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Springtime is here, so beach time is around the corner, and we are excited about that. It is what?
Oh, F-town. Wow.
Everybody wants to look their best.
That was Al Pacino.
luckily, all you need is Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand is a streaming service that gives you instant access to super effective workouts that you can do anywhere 24/7. This is the company behind P90X Insanity 21 Day Fix, T25 Brazil Butt Lift,
yes,
Pio Hip Hop Abs, 3-week yoga retreat, and more. Hundreds of workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio to yoga, even dance workouts. Workouts as short as 10 minutes that don't require extra equipment. In the time it takes you to drive and park at the gym, you could be finished working out. Use your computer, smart TV, tablet, smartphone, Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast. God, so much of it. Let me try that again.
Do it.
Use your computer, smart TV, tablet, smartphone, Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast, and more. And the best part, TMOS listeners can try it absolutely free. It's really, really terrific stuff. I really want you to try this service because it'll make you feel better. I promise. Our listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text TMOS to 303030. That's access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, the nutrition information, and support totally free. Again, text TMOS to 303030. You know why Monday sucks?
Why?
Because I've got to go to the dentist today.
Oh no.
Caps?
And it's saying, Carla likes going to get her teeth. No caps. No. Da Vinci veneers.
Well, we talked about it. Was it the boner show? I'm not sure which one.
Implants.
We're like, all right, if you had to get them, what would you get? And then on Monday, you're going to the dentist. We didn't know that.
That's nice.
I didn't know. You know, when I found out I was going to the dentist, on last night at like 8 o'clock. That really Carla doesn't know
what a pleasant surprise.
And incidentally, I don't hate the dentist out of fear or the traditional reasons you hate the dentist. I hate the dentist, this dentist, because of the wealth, because the incredible level of wealth. Now, Carla's theory is this: there are discount mall dentists, but not a lot of them. Her theory is that the vast majority of all dentists kind of are in the same financial ballpark. Okay,
strata.
This dentist just expanded their office, kind of has like the Ritz-Carlton molding around the door. It really is a she.
How are the magazines? How are the magazines?
I think they're okay. I really get seen rather quickly when I go in there.
That's good.
And if it's the same lady that does the hygienist trip for me, who's the barrel racer. She's a horse barrel racer.
Oh, okay.
And she's really interesting to talk to, and she's very good at what she does. But the whole trip is, Carla says, now listen, you already had your inspection or whatever it is when they check you for oral cancer and they check you for the. She said,
did you get your X-rays? You got your X-rays and everything?
Did the X-rays?
Okay. Said,
don't let them come in because they'll try to charge you another $150. It's like, God, I don't like to go into a dentist's office and have to have a defensive crouch about whether they're going to charge me.
They do it. You know, I still go to Dr. Dana in Fairfax, where everyone from WJFK went.
Yeah, he's another like ultra rich guy that just overcharges.
But it's covered on my dental program, and they go in.
Good for you. You get dental? How you're the only person in the world that gets dental?
Yeah,
oh, that's right. His wife works
county employee
for the school system,
kind of.
But what she does, she shows up. She's there. Right? She comes home. There's a check. It's a deal.
It's our fault, Mike.
And then likes everybody except anyone on the show.
But
yes, I understand.
What happens is they'll go in and they'll say, oh, you're covered on this. Then you probably need X-rays. It's like a cause and effect relationship. When they know that it's going to be covered by insurance, they add in all the extras to me right away.
Yeah, well, I have a question. Insurance. Yes.
How much you guys think a dentist makes, general dentist in these days, a salary?
$200,000 a year.
I was going to say $225,000.
$133,000 a year. Median. The best dentist.
Is that in the country?
In the country. The best.
What if you take out Florida?
The best dentist in the country. Well, if you're in the top tier average for the country.
Right.
$208,000.
$208,000?
$208,000.
I'm very surprised.
That seems low.
I think that's why I bring this up. I was shocked as well. If it was a huge number, it wouldn't be that big a deal.
Right.
But I'm very surprised at that.
So I think...
I'm going to be nicer to him.
I think
pull
that...
Pull him out.
The level of service that...
Take them all. Pull the bicuspid.
I think it's easy probably to think that because you're probably being offered a level of service that makes you feel like you have the best of the best, which is probably good business for them.
Yeah.
But if the person working there is only making X amount
of
dollars.
They're only making that money when they're charging me $1,000 for like a crown or something.
They're probably.
Like that.
And the office is only open three afternoons a week.
They don't get all that.
Why. That's yours. That's Dr. Dana.
Yeah, he does.
That's Dr. Dana.
Do they have flexible schedules?
Honeys.
Yes. Most Fridays are off.
Yeah.
Most people have Fridays. Most dentists I know have Fridays off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But ideally, unless you own the practice, that's what you're making.
Really?
Yes.
But he just brought up something telling. If you own your practice. If you own your practice, then the sky's the limit.
Like the Woos driving Ferraris, and my guy, Dr. Wu, right? His entire family. Dr. Wu.
Uh-oh.
Dr. Wu.
It's pronounced Woo!
Has been my dentist and his kids.
Looking
out.
Ahead, somebody send Oscar like the basic lineup of the show so he can plan his contradiction for the next segment.
This is sheer logic.
I know.
I was shocked by that. I was absolutely shocked by that. Unless they own the actual... Well, Mike! Oh, you...
That's the wind coming out of my sails. All right, all dentists are poor.
They're not... That's not poor! You think that's poor? You have a different view of life.
No.
That's not poor.
Dude, I got a migraine today. Please go.
This is why I said we shouldn't do the show for a little while.
It's Monday.
You said I'm not going to be the first one to shave my head.
I'll have this all day. Yeah.
This is not a competition.
I think you're William McGrady.
I'm William McGrady. You think I know how to spell McGrady? There's no chance.
The grammar was too good for him to be that guy. That's what the expert said.
So I said I thought they made a lot more money. I didn't think that $100,000 was poor.
A hundred and
I didn't say that. I know you jumped on that because I'm so scary rich. That's it. Is there anything else? You're literally wearing me out. You're wearing me out. This is what I'm here for. Big Owen Duke's douche patrol are wearing me
okay,
out.
Okay, now
today.
You're being rude.
I like the douche patrol.
You're being rude because that has nothing to do with me.
You're being personal.
If anything, all Big Owen Dukes does is support this show as well.
Okay. All right. That's it. I'm just to whatever.
Now you're being rude. You're being mean for no reason.
I know. I can't help myself.
You can't help yourself. You're a grown man.
I can't help myself.
You can choose your words. You can be supportive. You can be loving. You can be all these things that I want you to be and you'll never be.
I know. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sorry
I tell people off
so,
air.
I'm sorry you hate me so
I
much.
I tell people
can,
off air. Mike
you
is
send
such
a personal
amazing
message to
person.
William McGrady and you two can commiserate on how nasty I am.
No, I tell people
and
off air.
How tense I make it in here and how tense I am.
This
all
is
the
not
time.
Fun. You're making it tense for everybody. Look at ponies rolling up in a turtle.
I'm fine.
He's rolling up into a turtle.
Some might say you're making it tense for people.
Well, because I'm calling you out on some your dentist deal, I think was, you talk about wealth in a way that's a bad thing, right? So I'm like, I don't think dentists make that much. I look it up online. I give you a number and then you shut down. Instead, you should be like, I can't believe they make that much.
Believe they make that much. I was so wrong about that.
No, you're not wrong about
that. I look forward
to
going to see my poor dentist that charges me $1,000 for a crown. I can't wait to say, man, I am so sorry. You're f***ing struggling.
See, that's what I wanted.
No, you're saying, they really don't make a lot of money, Mike. And I'm like, fine. They're charging me the money where I got to go take a loan out to get a goddamn filling. That's the point I'm trying to make. So I don't care if they don't make $1 million a year.
They should be making more.
It's taking the money out of my pocket. And you were contradicting that because you were saying, would you like to know what the average dentist makes, Mike? Even though you were making a point about your dentist having all this beautiful Ritz-Carlton studio where he's doing all this. They really don't make any money at all. You're late too, Mike. Jesus Christ. God damn. I'm late, but you're late as much as I am.
Mike, if you wanted a room full of yes men, you would have hired me years ago.
You're right about that. You got that right. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever change.
If you don't, you shouldn't even engage with the people. If you have a migraine, do the show an hour later. Yeah, I do. Shut down.
So you're getting your teeth cleaned today?
So who's making the money then? I mean, because it can't be.
I just said who was making the person that owns the practice.
Well, what if the dentist owns the practice?
That's a different animal. Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to make.
So your take. I think that number takes the national average of guys that work for like Aspen Dental, or one of the big behemoths.
That's what we were alluding to.
This guy does it. This guy's a sole practitioner.
This is exactly where we need to go.
Stab him with his drill today.
Oh no!
Like, hey, next time you sit down, be like, just before we start, do you own the place or do you work for somebody?
Yeah. Big dental.
And then that could gauge like your his level of answering your question. Be like, there's got to be a better way to pay for this.
Look, all I wanted to say was it's Monday and I found out last night that I got to go in there. And I know I got one tooth back here.
Uh-oh.
That is a crown with a crack in it.
How do you know it's cracked?
Installed by Dr. Dana Suckwad.
Oh, snap!
Your dentist, who you still go to and will forever because you are a creature of habit. You go to Dr. Dana, and Dr. Dana,
first off,
F this one up. I got like three crowns in my mouth from that stain that are failing. Well, and I think he does crap work.
If you brush and floss like me, you don't need crowns.
Yeah, well, I mean, how much dental work have you had when he scraped like your pyorrhea off?
It's like the Game of Thrones, the last three seasons in your mouth.
He's been fine by me.
I thought when you get a crown, you're done.
Yes.
And I'm terrified of the fact that it's not that it's going to hurt, although it's a pain in the ass.
Right.
But he's going to go and he's going to say, oh, that's going to be, okay, we need two more visits in here. Ka-ching, 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 ka-ching. It's just, it's just like, hi, how are you? Would you like a magazine? Very good. That's good. Thank you. Would you like another? Okay, sit over here. We're going to do your cleaning. Let me do a little checkup that we did a month ago that you don't really need again. Oh, there's a little more money, too. Oh, that'll cost you. And then they smile. And we take any credit card. Yeah.
By the way, that cash register rules.
That's a great segment. Yeah.
It's a new one. It's a new cash register.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that before.
Yeah, we revamped it. Right. Never ending progress.
Well, you're willing to spend $1,500 more, maybe you could get on social media and read some people that hate you. That's it. That's wonderful. Fantastic. Yes. But don't ever forget this, Oscar.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. It would be boring for me if you did not come in and play the devil's advocate. So I mean that.
That's why I'm
don't
here,
go
man.
Change. Just sometimes when it's three in a row, it pisses me off.
But look at the gold we got out of this.
Yeah.
That's gold, Jerry.
And Mike, when you leave today, get a big handful of toothbrushes. That's how you get them back.
Brilliant. We'll take a break. Come back with intern fun.
Yay.
Emily went to Puerto Rico. I want to hear all about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now, advice from Andrea.
He's here today.
It's me, Andrea.
There he is.
You're energetic, diabetic. Now you deserve to be treated like a queen. And to have someone who knows you better than you know yourself. Let's face it, there's only one man who can give you what you need.
It's me, Dale Fan Man. And if there's one thing I know about you females, it's that you love a great fan. If you need a fan, I'm your man. Say that your old fan is rubbing you the wrong way, and I'll make sure that you get rubbed the right way. Yell up into the sky, oh, holy Dan the Fan Man. I need a high-quality industrial fan, but everywhere I turn, I only see overpriced fans, and you're my only hope. Like a mythical creature, I will come down from the heavens riding a giant ceiling fan, and your wishes will come true. Ciao, Bella.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, we all have dogs. We all love our dogs, which is why we love Whistle. Whistle is a device that attaches to your pet's collar and allows you to track their location and activity from an app right on your phone. Whistle is lightweight, it's waterproof, and it has a rechargeable battery that lasts up to 10 days, Rob Spiewak.
So Horny Bob Spiewak comes over this Saturday. Ooh. We're going to take a little trip together, and he opens the door to come in to get a cup of coffee, and Linus, boom, out like a shot. out the front door and around the corner. And there's like five different routes that Linus will take when he runs out. And Grandpa Bob and I, we're ready to go. And we can't wait for Linus to come back. Fire up my phone, drive to Linus. Piece of cake. And I pull up, and Linus
you
is
found
on the
with whistle.
Yeah,
you found
he's on
Linus.
The sidewalk, and I roll down the window, and Linus looks over at me like, "Hey, what are you doing here?
you idiot! Get in the car."
In minutes, it makes a great gift for man's
Weird,
best friend.
We're both here.
Whistle brings peace of mind to pet owners across the nation, and for a limited time, our listeners can get $25 off a Whistle device when you use the code TMOS. So go to whistle.com right now and use the code TMOS at checkout. Visit whistle.com today. Hey, what are you doing here?
God, it's the way he looked at me. It's like, hey, I know you.
Whistle is the smarter way to care for your best friend. So anyway, to wrap it up, I am going to the dentist today for an alleged teeth cleaning, but there is one area where I put pressure on, and if
right.
you put it just right, it gets you the...
Like that
pain.
Yeah. Just
is it sensitive to cold?
It's a one with three zeros. That's how much it's going to cost.
God.
It costs so much. Now, I could go to the, you know, Carl says, you could go to the other place.
No.
You're not going to get the level of care.
The level of care.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's frustrating.
They have a no-crown return policy at the other place.
Has it been 90 days? By the way, back in my younger DJ days, I did go to a mall dentist.
But that wasn't the lady with the hooks, was it?
No, that Bryna? Was Dr. Moser way back in the day. You remember that? No, he was a wonderful dentist.
Yeah, what
he was
happened?
He was a pal. Well, he was in Bowie.
Oh.
And then I moved to Virginia, and I stopped going to him. That's when I discovered Dr. Dana, who incidentally is a perfectly nice gentleman. But I'm telling you, this one's installed
well,
by him.
You should phone him and see if he can't, you know, like maybe phone ahead. Say, take care of this.
Let me hop on an airplane and make a 3.5 hour flight to go get my crown fixed. That's a brilliant idea. All right, let's
you're coming through town, maybe.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Sure.
He's by a gas station. You can fill up and get your crown.
Yeah, my layover at Dulles.
Yes, exactly. I need an Uber to Fairfax Circle, please.
Hey, that's right. How long is the layover? 45 minutes? Let me get over to the dentist right now. That'll be fun. Hey, speaking of flying, Emily, our lovely intern Emily, made a pilgrimage over the weekend that I think is very special because she supported the good people of Puerto Rico. And I think that's fantastic that you took a little weekend junket down there. How was Puerto Rico, Emily?
Well, it was really great in some parts and really sad and devastated in other parts. And
that's great that you went down there. Did you make the choice to vacation down there to support the people that because of what the horrible Hurricane Maria did to them?
So it actually wasn't a vacation. It was a school trip.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
One of my journalism classes went to report on cities that still don't have power. And it's been 7 months. And
wow.
It's just devastating to see, and they need a lot of help.
Can you give us a little more context on your trip? Was it a week, 4 or 5 days? How many people went?
Where did you fly into?
So we flew into San Juan. It was 3 days. Left Thursday, came back yesterday at the crack of dawn. And at night, that was kind of our chill time. We spent around the Airbnb, but during the day, we were out reporting on a lot of different things.
What's the attitude of the people on the island now? How are they? Do they feel that they've been abandoned by the United States? Is there hope down there? What is the attitude on the island? I mean, as best as you can tell, as somebody coming in for a few days.
What I saw was a lot of faith, and people are just hoping that FEMA will come through and more relief will come through in places that haven't even seen anyone, any help at all. People just really have faith and are hoping. And especially out in the smaller towns, there's one place, I think it's called Yabucoa. We went out in the mountains. They haven't seen anything. We were the first people who they've seen outside of their town in 7 months. And they were so happy to talk to us and give us insight on what conditions are like there.
Now, San Juan itself is doing well. They've restored the power and it's up and running. But how far do you have to get out of the city before you start seeing the devastation still part of it?
there's still a lot of devastation around, right outside of San Juan.
Right on the edge, even. Wow.
Yeah.
That is so sad.
Yeah.
So sad. It really is. There is faith. There is hope. But my question to you would be, how are people in the outlying areas, like in the mountainous ranges, where they don't have anything, how are they living out there? Are they cooking with, there's no electricity still out there. Are they cooking over, I suppose you smell a lot of smoke because people are cooking with fire, right? That's the way that's, are there any supplies? Is there water out there?
There's barely fresh water. There were some places that had tanks that were visited by FEMA, but we went to this one very isolated small town, and they had caught a wild boar, and were going to kill it and eat it for food because they can't refrigerate anything. And so they had to eat fresh pig.
Boar's head.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's exactly that.
Nothing.
That is truly, I mean, when you think about how long ago that was. It's
that's like,
man.
The 1700s. Yeah, that they have to keep the meat alive before they eat it, because that's how they're preserving it.
Think about how long ago that hurricane was, right? And then think about right now that the story just broke this past weekend that Tesla and Elon Musk were able to build a solar farm to power their children's hospital, right?
Right.
I mean, even with all the money in the world, it took Elon Musk how many months to get the children's hospital up and running, because it's private industry, right?
Yeah, and that's surreal. Not affecting the people that are actually trying to live out on the the mountainous ranges where they said they were devastated. So what is your overall take? What's your take? Are you optimistic? Do you have any hope after visiting Puerto Rico? And I didn't know. By the way, my apologies, because I found out right before the show that you had been there, and I thought you'd done it like on just a little junket with some of your classmates. I didn't realize it was a journalism trip. What's your take? What's your overall impression and prognostication for the island?
I think it's going to take a lot longer for power to be restored. I mean, the entire island went dark Wednesday, and the first places they restored were the airport and municipalities, and San Juan was fine. But I think that the smaller places are being forgotten, and unfortunately, I think it's going to take a while before they get recognized and found.
God, that's tough. That is a very, very difficult situation. So I guess it would be the Red Cross. I don't know who people give their money to. Well, you know, we'll look into it. We'll put a link up and find out, because I think that Puerto Rico should not. And I'm sure there are organizations that are still trying to remember Puerto Rico. I know they did a piece on Jose Andreas, the chef, the celebrity chef from D.C., who went down there and tried to help people out. And he's trying to feed people. And are people getting food? Are people? I know you said they didn't have fresh meat. They can't refrigerate. But are people getting food down there at least?
Yes, there are. So we were in the mountains, and there was a subway a couple miles out. It's unfortunately not healthy food. A lot of people eating chips, Funyuns. So it was hard to see, and I don't think there's any nutritional
value. How are those not healthy? Explain that to me. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're talking to the wrong audience.
They're made of onions.
Yes.
But they've added fun.
And they're
fun.
Food group. Right.
That seems like something they could use down there.
We're being silly, but that's a help out. We'll find more information out on this, Emily. And as a matter of fact, I'll task you with that.
Yeah.
Get some information on what people, average people, we have a very generous listening audience, and we will share that with our listening audience, because I do believe I'm just as guilty as anybody else of forgetting people on the island.
How about American University sending kids not on spring break but on a journalism trip?
Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. Never when I was there did we have that type of thing. You know, what I did was I went down to Cleveland Park and interviewed Roberta Chestnut for the Friendship Women and Business Club. And she was a UFO believer. And by the way, that was a story that I went down to profile her. We were for our journalism class doing profiles on people. Out of that, I found out that she had an interest in UFOs, and that became the gist of my entire term paper that I went and explored the people that had these meetings about UFOs, and it was fascinating. But Roberta Chestnut, stellar woman, probably dead now.
This goes to show that for the past 30 years, American University has been making the world a better place.
There you go, Rob. Yeah, that's my alma mater.
I'll say this. I'll say AU really, really helped us out with this. The first day of class in January, our professor brought it up as kind of an example, just saying, oh, well, what if we went to Puerto Rico? And
who's your professor? Give him a plug.
It's Tony Perkins.
Terry Bryant.
Terry Bryant. There's an educator. That's yeah. What be. Yeah.
Great, great professor.
And he made it happen.
Yeah. He just brought it up the first day and a couple students were like, yeah, I mean, that's a great idea. Let's do it. And he said, all right, I'll look into it. And then next thing we knew, we're on a plane.
That's so cool.
How many total students went down, Emily?
We had 8 students, and then our professor went with us, too.
That is fantastic. Cool. And you're doing good, and I'm glad we were able to get that. You come storming in here, and you tell me you want to talk about that next time.
Welcome
home.
Yeah.
My interns have an open forum on this show. Yeah. That's the way that rolls, okay? There I was talking about a dentist for 20 minutes. I didn't need to do that. Come on. Let's take a break.
Oscar, how much do Puerto Rican dentists make? Check it out for me, would you?
They get paid in Funyuns.
No, it was Oscar being the theme of the show. He said, you know, look, I'm on a website right here. It really doesn't look that bad.
Hey, they mostly have electricity and generators is what I'm saying. Lots of water.
Well, the grid's intact.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Frates with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the Trump administration preparing the president to go a mano with Kim Jong-un. Plus, Donald Trump decides not to sanction Russia. And Sean Hannity is a client of Michael Cohen, the mistress fixer.
God bless the United States.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
And Rob, you had another one after that, right? My goal would be the end of Political Persuasions will be just like 10 or 12 stacked.
Well, you know,
examples of people tripping on their own tongue.
What we like it to be special. Is like the beginning is of the old Dick Van Dyke Show. Is he going to trip over the ottoman? What tape is he going to play this week?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Spring is here.
Yes.
And you know what that means. Baseball, daffodils, and the TMOS bonus show. Warm weather is back. So get ready for the annual thawing of your funny bone. Thanks to the TMOS bonus show. Every week, you wrote it THOS bonus show, which means you were drinking. Every week, you can depend on an extra hour of TMOS fun, uncensored and sans commercials.
Sans.
Warm-hearted laughter and sunny, funny content awaits you around every corner. Perfect for springtime fun, whether it's digging in your flower beds, a spring cleaning of the garage, or a trip to the old ballpark.
All these are springtime activities, Mike.
The TMOS bonus show is always a welcome companion. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week. Just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com and click the bonus banner. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Let's make the TMOS THOS bonus show spread like dandelions in your front yard. So please, quit sucking, and thank you. That was so wonderfully insincere.
News!
Boo! Vern Troyer passed away on Saturday at the age of 49. Mini-Me, you remember him from Austin Powers. There's no word on a cause of death yet, but a statement on his social media account suggests it had to do with his battles with depression and alcoholism. That's sad. It said, quote, over the years, Vern has struggled and fought some more, but unfortunately, this time was too much. Depression and suicide are very serious issues. You never know what kind of battle someone's going through inside. Be kind to one another, and always know it's never too late to reach out to someone for help. The Post also said that Vern was recently baptized. There have been unconfirmed reports that Vern was in the hospital being treated for alcohol poisoning a few weeks before his death, and that he'd threatened to kill himself. So he was battling some
demons. He'd been in the news,
And I didn't know that he was recently baptized.
Yes.
All right.
That's nice to know before one passes, that they're in the hands of God.
Right. Michael J. Fox recently had surgery on his spine Obviously, that sounds significant, but his spokesman wouldn't say whether he needed the surgery other than it was something unrelated to his Parkinson's. In any event, it sounds like it was a success. She added, quote, he's recovering, feeling great, and looking forward to getting back on the golf course this summer. Michael canceled an appearance this coming weekend at the Calgary Comic and Entertainment Expo, and his people said it was due to unforeseen circumstances. Michael is 56, and we wish him well.
He's a neat guy. Classy guy.
A woman named Shelley Wright is using a bottle of Poland Spring water to try to prove that she is the secret love child of David Cassidy.
Ha ha! David Cassidy!
Son of
Jack Cassidy!
Shelley is from Naples, Florida.
Hey, that's there your, you go. That's where you live.
I could spit on her from here. She's insisted for years that she's David's daughter. He never acknowledged her before he died last November, but now she claims she has proof. She says she recently took a DNA test that says there is a 99.999995% chance that he's her dad. David and Shelley never went on Maury, so she had to get creative. She discovered a plastic Poland Spring water bottle on eBay that David supposedly drank from during a concert in New Jersey in 2015. She bought it, then took a DNA swab from it. She took it to a lab, then it came back a match. Shelley said she never wanted money, just the truth. She's 44 and married with children, but David's son, Beau, says Shelley's claim is bogus.
Hey, he put the Beau in bogus.
Here's the funny thing. Shelley's own family is denying it, too. They're saying that it's bogus.
It's just crazy.
Well, everyone's mad at her that she spent all that money on eBay.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
A new dating survey asked 5,000 single people under the age of 30 to name the top jobs someone could have that would make them more attractive. And not surprisingly, a lot of the top career guys want women to have the top careers guys want women to have are the kinds of jobs you see in porn.
Really?
Okay. The top five most attractive jobs a woman can have are... God.
That's not appropriate.
What's wrong with you?
That's not
that?
Appropriate.
We've got...
I don't know. That was... That was
and it's gross
it
coming
gross.
From you.
It is.
And we've got a female intern here. What
I know.
Wrong with
what,
you?
Pony? If you don't stop
I have a problem.
Passing
that's
me those
terrible.
Notes,
so bad.
That's really not okay.
You sent that to him?
No.
Yes, he did.
Oh, my God, you animal.
No,
you
sent him my foot.
Could have gone darker.
Enough.
The top five most attractive jobs a woman can have are hairdresser, nurse... lawyer, it's springtime, entrepreneur, and teacher.
If you could see Andrea right now, he's almost rolling on the floor.
Hello, ladies.
This is the job I require.
I recently discovered pasta carbonara.
The five most attractive jobs men can have are chef, engineer,
because they make a good living, and it'd be a sweet dual income, and if they're hot, even better.
Well, maybe girls like trains.
Entrepreneur.
An engineer training, you back. Dummy.
Yeah, with the striped hat.
Oh, God.
Something in marketing and something artistic.
Wow.
We count? Are we artistic? We're artists.
Yeah. Sure
are
we are.
Artists? Mm-hmm. Are we artists?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Depends on who you ask. I think we are, but I don't think our better halves think we are.
No.
Probably not. The only one on both lists is entrepreneur, probably because it implies you have money, just like Oscar said.
But it's vague.
Entrepreneur was also... Oh, and dentist was there. Entrepreneur was also in the top five for both women and men on a similar list a few years ago. The number five hottest job for men on that list was radio personality.
Frank Fontaine.
If a friend it's hard to do. If a friend was going through rough times and needed a place to crash, how long would you let them stay? According to a recent survey, there are some pretty nice people out there. Only 6% of people said they wouldn't be prepared to let them stay at all, and another 14% say they weren't sure. Here's what the rest of us said. 13% said they'd let a friend stay one or two nights. 22% said up to a week. That was the most popular answer. 12% said up to 2 weeks. Another 14% said a month. 5% said 3 months. Wow.
Wow.
3% said 6 months, and 1% said up to a year. Another 1% said a little longer than a year if they needed to. But here's the really crazy one. 9% of people said they'd let a friend stay indefinitely, which is very, very sweet. How about all of you?
Well, Pony, I think it's time we need to talk about you getting out.
I'll let him stay.
Get out now. And now a little something-something. It's never a good idea to go all coyote ugly at a family-friendly restaurant.
Yeah,
or friendly restaurant. I don't care what time it is. Cops in Laredo, Texas got a call last Wednesday around 1 o'clock in the morning. Nothing good happens after 11 o'clock.
That's what old people say, Mike. That's right.
Cops in Laredo, Texas. Tomorrow I'll tell you about my foo-foo drink when I hopped off the wagon on Friday night. Ooh. Not Saturday night. Saturday night I was surfing. Cops in Laredo, Texas got a call last Wednesday around 1 in the morning after a woman wouldn't stop dancing on the bar at her local Applebee's.
Wow.
Is there a subculture that I have never been aware of people that go to the bar part of these chain restaurants like Fridays and Applebee's
College Towns.
And Ruby Tuesday?
College Towns, I don't know.
They do it?
So the closest Applebee's to here is in College Park, right?
Okay.
And when I was a student, we'd go to Applebee's and drink there heavily. And then when I was 20 years removed and in a business school, we would just went there for a casual dinner.
Right.
And because we had to go back to class or back to the classroom to work on a project. And
right.
I went in there. I was like, I wonder if this has changed. So I walked in there, stacked, people getting hammered at the bar, shots.
It's a drink culture.
Yes,
I didn't
absolutely.
Know that.
And yeah. It's cheap.
Yeah.
It turns out 34-year-old Priscilla Flores, she had bloodshot eyes and she could barely stand when the cops showed up. And they arrested her for public intoxication. She also kept cursing at them, which didn't help her cause. It turned out she lived in an apartment complex nearby and she'd left her two kids home alone.
Oh.
They're both 12 years old, which isn't that young, but the cops still tacked on charges for child abandonment with intent to return.
Right.
I love you planned on coming back, but you left them anywhere.
Yeah, a temporary deal.
And no word on whether or not Priscilla Flores enjoyed the $1 margaritas. That's Applebee's, right? That's Applebee's.
Is. Yeah. That is.
Start with 3 gallons of tap water.
You remembered.
I did.
We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike Gomera Show.
The way you experience the Mike O'Mara Show and the shows of the More Network has changed.
Has changed.
Introducing the all-new TMOS app.
Powered by TMSoft. With the full functionality of the PlayaPod app. Featuring time-coded bookmarks, improved media controls, customized settings,
and a sleep timer. With this update, you get everything in one sleek package. Access to MikeOmeraShow.com.
The ability to call the show and talk to the guys.
Download it now on iTunes or through the Google Play Store. And take the funny into the future.
Jim Amato.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Amazon. Some things never change. For example, if you need to shop, Amazon is still the best. However, if you want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, it's a little bit different now. So listen up. All you have to do is click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy. Question from a listener.
Yes.
Named Carla O'Mara. Can you click on the app and still get credit, Oscar Santana?
I would say the best way for you to ensure credit is to go through our website. I would just
website.
Say that.
Yes.
Either
Carla,
work,
it's so
but the
easy.
Best way is to go through our website.
So easy.
Carla, website. It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. Start clicking right now, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Are you ready to cut the cord, America?
Ooh. Yes.
Because if you want to cut the cord, what you're going to need is this. This is a digitally electronic amplified antenna for your television set. It is a 5-star reviewed antenna. It is tiny. It's about the size of an iPad. You can hide it right behind your television, and it'll bring in every television signal within 15 miles. It's under $30. five-star reviewed. You can spend this, install it in literally seconds.
Great for a garage or a kitchen where you can just get your network televisions. You don't have to run a cable. You don't have to do any of that.
Yeah, it's a piece of cake, and it's so cheap and so well-reviewed. So cut the cord, save some money.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon really does have everything. Go to the top of MikeOmeraShow.com and get clicking, people. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Monday. Take it away, Rob!
I wasn't going to lead with this until you talked about dentists. This is my new favorite commercial. This is running on New York radio right now on a certain network, and it is a real commercial for a dentist. I believe his name is Dr. Jacobs.
Mark Jacobson's a dentist over in Midtown. He'll make you real happy and take away your frown. When it comes to dental work, he's really a boss. He'll encourage you to both brush and floss. He does a great job when he reads your file.
It's the number one market in the country.
Wow. Who needs an ad agency?
He always has your back. He does that while destroying all the dirty plaque. To clean our mouths, he always invites
pretty
us.
Damn good.
And let's be honest, it beats gingivitis.
Okay, all right, I can't do it. Oh, my God, I got to blow it up. Oh.
It was close. It was very, very close. I thought he did a
very
good job.
I would probably go to a dance like that if you were that creative.
Now,
he charges me $500 instead of $1,000 for a crown.
This, for a child of the 80s, is a better rap challenge. There is a show called Drop the Mic, and they pit celebrities against each other to rap, and they're judged by Method Man. This is a great 80s challenge. Molly Ringwald, who I always sort of had a thing for, and John Cryer rapping at each other and taking digs at each other. I think they did a pretty good job here.
Yeah, Molly Ringwald and I have a very storied past. We did a movie together where I carried her. And boy, Molly got old. It's just too much to handle. I think we're gonna need about 50 more candles. You guest star on Riverdale. That made me pause. Do you play one of the high schooler's great grandmas? In a movie, you rejected me to be your boyfriend. But tonight is the night Ducky gets his revenge.
That's very cool.
Josh. Our friendship is dead. After this, don't call me. You're the least cool person to ever die from, Molly. You're 5'6", weigh 110. Now, were you the half man in 2.5 Men? It's hilarious you think that I look weird because you're a man who went bald and then grew a beard. Being called Cryer, that's really a shame because I heard that in bed you live up to your name.
It ended up that Molly Ringwald won the challenge, but as an 80s guy, I really like
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Now, very cool. Our death curse strikes again in a weird way. My death curse,
yes.
I suppose. On the bonus show when we were doing the Shazam challenge, the most Shazam song of all time that we spotlighted is by DJ
Avicii.
And Avicii passed away. Again, you might not know his name, but you definitely know his music.
Hours later.
Yes.
Literally hours later.
Kind of terrifying.
You know what? Sometimes when it's someone that is really, really old, I say, maybe. But this one I feel bad about. So to all you Avicii fans, I'm sorry. I will try to use my powers for good from now on. But that was really, that flipped me out a little bit.
How old was he?
He's young, 27, I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was like 2 hours had passed. I say 2:15, right? I walked out of a meeting, and I got an alert that said Avicii dead at 27. I said, Rob!
So I'm
kind
very
of a
sorry
pancreatitis about that. Type thing, too. He had some bad internal things going on.
I don't think they have they released an official.
So you're right, Mike. He had a storied history of health, and it all stemmed from his alcohol abuse. He stopped touring in 2016.
That's what it was.
And there is no confirmation of what eventually killed him, but he's had... For someone to have pancreatitis at 26, 24, 25, around that age, early in your 20s, it's so rare, he must have been killing himself with alcohol.
Gotta be.
Okay, can happen, and usually you don't know how bad it is for people, and they're drinking more than they let you on. I've lost a friend because of it. It sucks. Really terrible.
All right, we mentioned that Vern Troyer also passed. This is his last post on his YouTube page, where he addresses a couple months ago. He addressed his biggest pet peeve in life. This is, of course, mini-me, Vern Troyer.
One of the biggest pet peeves that I have is just because I'm small, people think that they could come up to me and tap me on the head. I'm not a lap dog. I'm a person. So please, if you see me, do not tap me on the head.
So please don't do that. He also didn't like dirty public restrooms.
After just watching the Andre the Giant piece where the giant guy, you're a novelty and people don't respect that. And that causes a lot of pain. I can imagine that. And just because it's fresh off watching this documentary with what Andre the Giant went through on the other spectrum, I'm sure that was really tough where you get stared at. And it's got to be extraordinarily painful. And that's probably why he battled depression.
I would think so.
That's a shame. That sucks.
Let's close with this, something a little more lighthearted. Michelle Pfeiffer recently did a panel discussion celebrating the anniversary of the movie Scarface. Mm-hmm. And a guy asked a question that's probably not horribly appropriate, but she handled it really well. He said, when you made Scarface, how much did you weigh?
I don't know. But I was playing a cocaine addict. So that was part of the physicality of the part, which you have to consider. Yeah. You know, the movie was only supposed to be, a four-month? It ended up being, and then, of course, I tried to time it so that as the movie went on, I became thinner and thinner and more emaciated.
Without getting addicted to cocaine.
The problem was, yeah.
Well, what did he say, Rob? I missed that.
She said, I had to struggle to be as thin as possible. And the moderator said, without becoming addicted to cocaine. But hold on, this finishes up.
The problem was the movie went 6 months.
8 months.
I was starving by the end of it.
So she went 5 additional months like starving herself. That's why she looked like that at the end of the movie, is that she tried to look skinny after 4 months, mm-hmm. but it was an 8 month shoot.
I thought she looked great.
That's one hell of a callback as we come full circle, and that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new PlayApod app. Time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, customized settings, a sleep timer, plus the ability to call the show anywhere, anytime. Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. Want to say every day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. That most recent thing happening up in Tennessee. Our thoughts and our prayers, I hate to say it, but they are with the people up there and also the police officers that were simply enjoying a meal at a Chinese restaurant and were shot to death. Our thoughts are with them. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety to find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence that is still affecting us every single week. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us once again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.